the perfect Spanish style. Nieves Barragán Mojacho prepares tortilla with chorizo. Now, I may have some trouble with pronunciations in this next item, so I'm going to look at her and ask her to forgive anything I say that is wrong. Nieves Barragán Mojacho is best known as the head chef of group of Spanish tapas bars in London, for which she earned the Soho branch a Michelin star. She's now planning to open her own restaurant, and she's produced a book, Sabor, Flavours from a Spanish Kitchen. And today she will cook the perfect tortilla with chorizo, corizo, what?
Hola, con chorizo.
Con chorizo. Okay, at least I'm going to get that one right. What are the basic ingredients, Nieves, of a tortilla?
Yeah, it's the most popular dish, the Spanish dish, okay? And it's very basic. It's eggs, potatoes, and onion. And from there, you can add anything. One of the most popular ones is with the chorizo we're going to cook today. And it's one of my favorite ones as well. But you can add vegetables, you can add fish. That is so great about tortilla. You can add anything.
Why are tortillas such a significant part of Spanish cuisine? How did it come about?
Because from north to south, east to west, it's very different, the food in Spain, okay? But tortilla, every single mom or parents, they cook at home. And it's great to eat it for lunch, for dinner. It's great to eat it for the day after. And that's why, because it tastes delicious. And it's so simple with a very simple ingredients.
So there you're chopping potatoes.
I'm going to chop my onions. And I'm going to chop my potatoes, which I'm going to start to cook.
So you chop the onion very finely.
Yeah, because you want to cook it quickly and you want to add the sweetness of the onions in the tortilla.
So yeah. That was a bit of olive oil just went in the pan?
I'm going to put a little in the olive oil. Look at that, nice, beautiful. Just cooking the onion there very slowly. I'm going to chop the chorizo.
You've got 2 pounds there, a yes. saucepan, yes. and looks like a little omelette. Pan. So you cook the basic ingredients in the saucepan together, do you, first?
Well, normally you want to do it a little bit faster, like in this case. You cook the onions for one side and the potato for the other one, and then you will mix together, okay? You will mix together. You need to add the potatoes with the onion when it's warm. Very important to do that when it's warm. But you can do everything in one pan.
Why is it so important to do it when it's warm?
Because when the potato and the onion is warm, when you add to the egg, it gets juicier, mixed together, the match together. When the potato is cold and the onion is cold, when you add the egg, it's very difficult to mix the flavor. Very difficult. But when it's warm, it match. You can smell it more. Cooked tortilla is one of the fun things ever. Fun things ever.
The smell that's coming over here is very good already, it has to be said. You grew up, I know, on the coast near Bilbao. How big a part did food and cooking play when you were a child?
Well, my mum is a very good cook, okay? And my grandma, she was paralyzed in that time. So my mum, she used to entertain me. She used to make me peel very simple things like broth beans, recipes, something like it won't hurt me what I'm doing, but also I'm having fun. So for me, cooking is always being grow up as a fun thing. And when you're cooking, it doesn't need to be an expensive ingredient. Like today, we're having one of the probably most cheapest ingredients, and the flavor, that's what we're looking, the flavor, which is mean sabor, as we're going to talk about. But that is the main thing, trying to get simple ingredients and get the most possible flavor.
What seasoning do you put in with the potatoes and the onions?
It's only salt, pepper. Only salt and pepper. And olive oil. Good olive oil. Try to buy, when you buy an egg, try to get the best eggs. If you buy a potato, get a good potato. When you buy an onion, get big onion. Get the one is very sweet. You don't want to buy the ones, the little ones. You want a sweet onion. And this is what you try to do. Try to buy simple things, but try to get the best.
Have we done the eggs yet? I know they haven't gone in yet.
Right now.
You need to get them ready to go in. Well, what was it like to find that you'd won a Michelin star for a Spanish tapas restaurant?
Well, that was something that I never thought it was going to happen. Because when I'm cooking, when I got the guests in the restaurant, I'm not looking to get a Michelin star, you know what I mean? My aim is to get the best to the guests and make them happy, listen to them and see their faces. This is my goal. This is what we're trying to do. Of course, when I have that phone call at 7 o'clock in the morning saying that Nieves, you won the Michelin star, I was just coming out from the shower. And I was like, I was running around from the house, calling my family, calling the chefs. I was so pleased for the staff. I was so pleased for the restaurant, all this hard work. You know, it was like, I got goosebumps right now just thinking about
it. What's the origin of tapas? How did it develop as the classic way of eating in Spain? The origin of tapas.
Well, the original tapas, we used to do that. We used to put on top of the drink, they used to put like a small tapa. Tapa, it means like lid.
Oh, you don't that, pronounce the S.
Tapas, it means plural. Okay. This, so that it will come later on. So now for us, tapas is a lot of small dishes. And the point of the tapas is to have fun. This is our when we, you know, when you're having tapas, you know when you're going to have fun. You're going to be sharing. And food is about that. It's about sharing and having fun. So that's why it's so important for us to have tapas. Because it's a fun thing.
We've got the eggs mixed up. We've got the onions done. The potatoes are ready. We're not going to get this finished in time for me to try it, but we will try it at the end of the programme, I assure you.
Exactly.
How do you tell when a tortilla is ready?
Right. You need to touch it. I'm going to add the tortilla now. You need to feel it. You know, you don't want to have a very hard tortilla. People like well cooked. People like more runny. I like between. Not too hard, not too soft. So you need to press your fingers. And when you feel it's not too soft and not too hard. For me, that is when you should have a tortilla.
Okay, you carry on. I'm going to introduce the cereal. And the smells are getting more and more delicious, Nieves. And I will have this for my early lunch, if that's all right with you. You carry on cooking. Now, Nieves, I've been tasting your tortilla. it's a wonderfully stuffed omelette.
Thank you very much. It's really delicious.
And you can eat it hot or cold, can't you?
Exactly, that's the point, you know. I like it hot because I like things when they're properly cooked and straight to the table, but it's great for the day after, it's great for the evening, you can keep in your fridge.
Well, thank you very much, it was delicious, and good luck with the new restaurant, Sabor Flavor, in January. Thank you. Nieves Barragán Mahacho was producing the perfect tortilla with chorizo.